Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 924, for Saturday, March 2nd, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Moving back up two spots to number 20, Arkham Horror, The Card Game, by Nate French and MJ Newman, published by Fantasy Flight Games, with 18,811. A gain of 2,656, or 16% from last week, and 2,300 more than last week's number 20. That is a big upward movement, as we see an overall upward trend in the number of views. Now, that typically has a negative knock-on effect for long-running games, but not in the case of Arkham Horror. But we'll see it many other times where it does. For example, here, down 4 to 19, Dune Imperium Uprising by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 19,072 views. It's a gain of about 1,000, or 5% from last time, and is 260 more than Arkham Horror. Entering at number 18, Life in Reterra, by Eric M. Lang and Ken Gruhl, published by Hasbro, with 20,937, about 1,900 more than Uprising. After popping into the top 10 for a week, falling back from 8 to 17, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 21,090, 153 more than Life in Reterra, a decline of 7%, not super significant, but when everybody else is gaining a bunch, well, it makes it tough to hold position. And so Spirit Island falls to the lowest position it has seen since October 28th, a little over 4 months ago when it was number 18. Re-entering at number 16, Heat, Heavy Rain, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skild Pettersson, published by Days of Wonder, with 21,876. About 800 more than Spirit Island. After spending the last 2 weeks at number 1, tumbling down to number 15, Imperium Horizons, by Nigel Buckle and David Turchi, published by Osprey Games, with 21,947 views. Only 71 more than the Heat expansion, enormous decline of 57%, and it becomes the 79th time a number one has missed the top 10 the following week, the last time being Triumph just 3 weeks ago. Down 3 to 14, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games with 22,407, 460 more than Imperium, a gain of 10%, but down 3 positions. Entering at number 13, Inferno, by Fernando Eduardo Sanchez, published by Red Mojo, it's a Spain-based company. Maybe it's Red Mojo? I'm not sure. 23,882 views, about 1,500 more than Brass. And another game that spent just 1 week back in the top 10 is down 2 to 12, Dune Imperium, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 24,189, 307 more than Inferno, but a gain of 13%, nearly 3,000 views more than last week, falls out of the top 10. Re-entering at number 11, Black Rose Wars Rebirth, by Marco Montanaro, published by Ludus Magnus Studio, with 24,765. About 600 more than Dune, and more than 2.5 times what it had last week. This is the highest position Black Rose Wars Rebirth has seen since September of 2021, when it was number 7. There are 4 new entries in the top 10. We've already heard from 3 of the games falling out, from 10 to 12, Dune Imperium, from 1 to 15, Imperium Horizons, from 8 to 17, Horizons Spirit Island. No, although there is a Horizons of Spirit Island. That's funny. That would have been really funny if it had worked that way, but it's not. and from 3 to 22, Mythwind. Number 10, ISS Vanguard by Marcin Swierkot, Krzysztof Piskorski, Pavel Samborski, and Andrei Betkiewicz, published by Awaken Realms, with 25,504, about 700 more than Black Rose Wars, a decline of 20%, and so it loses 5 positions after the last 2 weeks at number 5. But this number 10 score is 4,100 more than last week's number 10. Truly an elevated week in views. Back down 3 to number 9, oscillating between number 6 and number 9 the last few weeks, Arc Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 25,999, about 500 more than Vanguard, a decline of 4%. Number 8, Wormspan by Connie Vogelman, published by Stonemeyer Games, with 26,352, more than Arc Nova, a decline of 20% as it loses 4 positions after spending the last 2 weeks at number 4. Number 7, Heat by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pedersen, published by Days of Wonder, with 29,153, 2,800 more than Wormspan, and a big gain of 19%, very likely tied into the release of Heavy Rain. Number 6, Sea Dragons by Yaniv Kahana, Simona Luciani, and Pini Schechter, published by Fractal Juegos and Draco Studios, with 29,633, 480 more than Arc, or rather more than Heat. This is a debut, our first new entry. The Board Game Geek blurb says, quote, "Protect the island from the pirates and gain control over the seas," unquote. So you are the sea dragons, the titular sea dragons. However, it's mainly listed as an abstract strategy game, so take that for what it's worth. Number 5, The Veil of Eternity by Eric Hong, published by Renegade Game Studios, with 30,429, about 800 more than Sea Dragons, and quintuple what it had last week, as it returns to the top 10 for the first time in 8 weeks and charts for the third time. The Veil of Eternity, and veil here is spelled as in Valley, V-A-L-E, is a fantasy card game with drafting, set collection, and card effects. The setting is hunting monsters and spirits to tame them as minions, where dragons are the most valuable. Number 4, Dune, War for Arrakis, by Marco Maggi and Francesco Nepitello, published by Kaman, with 31,845, 1,400 more than The Veil of Eternity, and a nice increase of 46%, over 10,000 views. And so that's interesting because it was number 1 several weeks ago and has gone like this over the last few weeks. 1, 2, 4, 8, 10, 9, 4. So surging back up as it charts for the 10th time, becoming the 95th game to have that many or more times in the top 10. Number 3, Dante, Inferno, by Mauro Carvalho, published by Creative Game Studios, Games Studio, with 35,205, 3,300 more than War for Arrakis. Not only the second game with the word Inferno in the title this week, this is a debut here. The Board Game Geek blurb says, "Explore the 9 circles of hell and confront legendary enemies in boss fights." And as multiple forum threads make clear, it is a, quote, boss battler. It's currently on GameFound with over $1.5 million pledged. Just wanted to offer some perspective on that view total, 35,205. So many years ago, I started compiling a spreadsheet for my own personal records with the highest number of views in a week. And you've heard me refer to the, you know, a game being in the top 100. Sometimes I'll give you a position. And maybe you've wondered, exactly how far down does this list go? Well, it's not every game. But what I did was I've always taken note of games that have had at least 35,000 views. And that specific mark, because early on in the history of the list, in February of 2013, Android Netrunner had 35,214 views. And that was the most that I'd seen to that point by a lot. I mean, this is a time when number one games would have 15,000 views. So I made note of that. And then it was, you know, several months later, back down in the summer, fall of 2013, that mark was pretty thoroughly shadowed by Pathfinder Adventure Card Game. But I've always wanted to keep track of, you know, these top performing games. So my list goes all the way down to 35,000. And so for this game, Dante Inferno has 35,205. So 9 fewer than that all-time mark for a number one. But Dante Inferno here in March of 2024 is ranked number 893 on that list. So Android Netrunner's once best mark is 892, which means 891 times that mark has been bested over the last 11 years. Number two, Flow, by Henry Audubon, Yoma, and Johnny Pack, published by Pika Games, with 53,856, 18,000 more than Dante Inferno. This is our highest new entry, returning after 14 months away to chart for the third time. It is themed around a diner where there is a waitress that comes in from out east. You're in Arizona. And you play the role of the wisecracking Southern accent. What? No? Oh, okay. No, I'm sorry. I'm told that this is not spelled F-L-O, flow. Instead, it's a game where you are a rapper, and you have to make sure that you're able to have the most continuous words that you are... What? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I've got my information wrong. It's also not spelled F-L-O-W. It's spelled F-L-O-E. And just so that you're clear on that, Board Game Geek makes sure it's in all capitals. Anyway, it's a fantasy-themed family game where you're navigating the iceberg sea, and your actions are based on drawing tiles from a bag or returning tiles to it. The publisher, Pika Games, is an imprint of Fantasia Games. This, when it was on Kickstarter, raised over 400,000 euros, now arriving to backers. Number one, The Seventh Citadel, by Ludovic Rudi and Bruno Sauté, published by Sirius Pulp, with 72,110 views. Another 18,000 view gap between the seventh, number one and number two, The Seventh Citadel and Flow. It has more than double the number three game. It's a one-position climb, and The Seventh Citadel notches its second week at number one, a gain of 45% from last week. Previously, it was number one in September of 2020, which was the only other time it's been on the list. So every time Seventh Citadel has been on the list, it has been either number one or number two. It's interesting, Seventh Continent had a similar gap between its first run on the list and its second run. It wasn't quite as big. It was only 22 months, a little less than 2 years. Seventh Citadel here is 3.5 years. But that mark of 72,000 plus is good enough for number 68 on the most views list. Seventh Continent had better totals four times, including once over 100,000, but obviously 72,000. Pretty good. For Saturday, March 2nd, 2024.